Some would have you believe that in the dark future of the 41st millennia, there is only war. Would that that were true. But it is not, for there is a rot at the heart of the Imperium, and that rot is heresy. Most people under the God Emperor's light will never experience heresy. It will never touch their lives. But there are some whose job it is to pry into dark places, to search in forgotten fanes, and to drag the worm in the heart of the Imperium into his light. These people are the agents of the Inquisition, and they are heroes no one ever learns the names of. Join us now as we play these heroes in Dark Heresy 1st Edition.
Good evening, and welcome to episode 224 of The Cult of Tea and Dice, and oh my goodness, Hardwick has the GM's microphone.
She does.
How did this happen?
I'm not sure. Anyway, we are here today to do an introductory session of Dark Heresy.
First edition. And do you know what we're going to do? We're going to play it right.
Are we? Let's hope so.
Well, maybe.
But as a first-time GM, I don't know how it's going to go. So we'll see.
Cool.
Not even remotely the way you planned, trust me.
It won't go anywhere near the plot. Should I interview? Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Attilius. I am a tech priest. I am from a forge world.
Monkey's blue screened again, presses reset button.
Over to you.
I am bloodied, and I am playing Crisis, who is a feudal world assassin.
Allegory.
I am Allegory, and I am playing Aiden Vall, who is an archivist from the Schola Progenium, the Commissar School.
Space Orphanage.
I'm Archive.
Much better than a regular orphanage.
What I'm doing.
She's Archive, and she's still choosing a name. Don't worry, we'll meet her later.
Yes. So.
Woohoo.
First,
we have a tea.
We do have a tea to start with. This is a tea we've done before. It's actually the Covent Garden Tea House's springtime tea.
Ooh.
It is green and white with a few hints of fruit.
It's jasmine-y.
I can definitely get some blueberry there.
I think there's strawberry and some blueberry and something else.
Yeah, I can taste the blueberry.
The slight difference is this has been cold brewed.
Cold brewed for
3 hours.
Yeah, because we are in the middle of a gigantic heat wave in this country.
I am literally holding an ice block to my body.
Yes,
I like your ice block.
Do you want the ice block?
It's my new best friend.
Okay, you can have the ice block for a bit. I was literally... There are more downstairs.
So, just going back to the tea for a minute.
Yeah. Sorry, it's so warm.
When you cold brew, you don't get the bitterness. You don't get the level of tannins. And unfortunately, you don't get the same level of caffeine. But it gives us different experience, I suppose.
It's quite close to the iced tea that I have had in the US with Allegory. It's pretty similar in all honesty. It's very smooth. It's nice.
It's quite pleasant.
It's refreshing on a day like this.
It's cool. It's quite nice.
I've been doing some research into cold brewing. You can do cold brewing with lemonade, with milk, with types of alcohol if you feel like it.
Alcoholic tea.
Yeah, Long Island.
I think that's just vodka.
Yeah, there is no tea in Long Island. It was a cover name for procuring prohibition.
So I've tried doing it with, I did a coconut green tea in lemonade and then added it to white rum.
How did that go? Okay.
That was quite nice.
Oh. Good. I quite like it. It is quite nice and cooling. Which is good.
It does get rid of the overbrewing problem that we sometimes have.
Yeah, we do have a tendency to overbrew horrifically. That's mostly due to the fact that we make it, and then we come up, and then we start putting up the recording gear, then we start recording, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from the tea.
I've got the block back.
That block is almost liquid.
What?
No, there's a...
Oh, there's a little bit.
Apparently I'm called Jara, I'm going to go with.
Jara.
Yeah. Okay.
I figured I'd roll the dice and then it would give me three to choose from, and I could pick the one I like best out of those three. So I can make a decision between three.
Jara, Gunnar, Jemadar, Gestilia, and Galatia.
Gestilia. Yeah, we're ignoring the two of the columns.
Yeah, high and archaic. Gestilia and Jemadar.
Yeah, they're a bit too much. They're both a bit too glancy.
Yeah.
So, Jara.
So you could, in fact, be Gunnar Jara, as you are a guardswoman.
That's what I thought. Meh.
She's just Jara. Excellent.
Fair enough, then. So, it is the 41st millennium. It is grim and dark, the future.
And everything's fucked and doesn't work, apart from all the bits that work. And we've lost all of our technology, apart from the new technology we keep finding.
Yes.
The night is dark and full of terrors.
It is full of terrors.
Mm-hmm.
You are here to cleanse that terror.
Yes.
So, you are part of a squad of acolytes.
Mm-hmm.
Your inquisitor's name is Lanark.
Lanark.
And you are
Lanark.
Ordo Hereticus.
So our job is hunting down rogue witches and rogue psychers, and not demons and not aliens, but possibly mutants.
Oh, good. I like doing
mutants. Burn the witch.
But we might end up doing all of the above, depending on how well we do.
So we come to you, you're in a shuttle.
Excellent.
And you're on the way down towards Gunmetal City on Scintilla.
Excellent.
Where you have been given a key to a hab unit, which, looking at the code on it, is going to be fairly far down the hive.
The lower you go, the more shit, I believe is the proper word.
Yeah, shit sounds about right.
It's going to be dark and dank and grimy, and Jara's going to love being in a hive.
Because you don't do well with the countryside.
Anything open air is not good. Being enclosed is okay.
You've got agoraphobia, effectively. Because blue skies are weird.
Very weird. Skies
are fine. Millions of people in a fucking tin can.
So, you are descending in your shuttle, but you're not going to the normal commercial spaceport. You're not even going to the slightly shitter spaceport.
Oh.
The spaceport you go into is fairly small. It's full of crates, kind of mid-hive-ish, so halfway down. Not right at the top with all the fancy people, not right at the bottom with all the scum. Kind of halfway down. You're invited by the pilot to exit.
My thanks to you and the machine spirit of your mighty creature that brought us down from orbit safely. May you have many blessings. I squirt a bit of oil on him and then wave some incense in his face.
The shuttle moves off and prepares to take off, and you're...
As it moves off, I whisper to it, thank you, I know you did all the work, really. We're here.
No, really.
I suppose I should introduce myself properly. I'm quite tall, quite lanky. I'm quite brown-skinned, but sort of electric green eyes, and I have no hair whatsoever. I am, however, covered in glowing electrical tattoos, and I probably have some plugs and parts all over myself, various implants sticking out of my flesh. As yet, and much to my annoyance, I still have all my fucking limbs. I'm obviously not doing this right.
Shocking.
I don't know where we're supposed to go. Does anybody know where we're supposed to go?
Have we been told where we're supposed to go?
You've just got the key, so you're assuming you're going to have to make your way down Hive.
Right.
So, if people would like to make, not spot checks, well, awareness checks.
That skill I don't have.
I have it.
So, if you don't have the skill, it's your perception stat halved.
Okay, so that's per in the WS section. What? No, not what.
So it's in...
fourth thing down.
Yeah, yes. Per.
Okay,
S and dub S.
Okay.
You do have awareness, so you're just rolling under your perception.
Yeah, it's under basic awareness? Skills. It's under basic skills. If you have it, it'll be written there.
Okay.
Yeah. I have it too.
I don't have it. However, is this test based on hearing?
No, it would be sight.
Well,
ooh, damn. I have heightened senses, so I get a plus 10 at that. It doesn't matter because I rolled a 0-4, so...
Your tech priest is oblivious.
So I did really well on that.
Who's rolling for you, Allegory?
Go ahead.
I mean to you.
You can do it.
Okay. You get 51.
What am I trying to do?
If you've got awareness as a skill, roll under your perception. If you haven't got awareness as a skill, roll under half your perception.
Yeah, that's not going to happen there, so okay.
Okay, so you're having a look about. Mm-hmm. Are you just kind of standing where you got off? Or there aren't particularly many people about here.
Well, I'm just sort of... Well, Crisis isn't overly familiar with Hive World, but he figures that they've got to go down, so he's sort of trying to see if there's a ladder somewhere.
Right, okay.
What would I expect in this sort of place?
You would know to get down Hive, it's going to take, I don't know, 3 hours maybe?
Lifts and stairs and that sort of thing? Or vehicles?
So, flooded.
Uh-huh.
I think to be two exits from here. One is it looks like some kind of loading gantry, and then there's a big hole you assume... that all these crates that are around get loaded onto. That's at the far end. They're a bit closer. There is a side door, but it could just be a maintenance hatch or something like that.
Does it have anything written on it?
You're a bit too far away to see. There are.
So I don't know if I'm actually literate.
I can read.
There are quite a few... kind of crates piled up here and there. They're all kind of a bit... They look like they've been here a long time. They're wooden. Well, they look wooden. But they're quite dusty and murky, and they don't seem to have any markings.
I poke a wooden crate. This is very badly made. In this sort of weather, a wooden crate would last approximately 6.2 months before becoming useless. Or possibly longer. Or possibly shorter. But these look like they've been here a while.
Oh, very precise.
So this is not a widely used starport. We should probably not be expecting somebody to come and pick us up.
Well, look, you know these places. Where should we be going?
Hives do have kind of not rail networks, but they do have, like, service trains that take stuff up and down the Hive.
Where do you tend to go to find a service train? Is this sort of place they turn up, or we're going to have to go looking?
Well, this could be a starting point for one of the goods trains that go further down Hive. It might be specifically for a certain manufactorium, or it could be a general kind of distribution one.
Ooh. So what do you think? Do we wait for a train?
No. What do you want to do?
I wonder if this...
I'm all for waiting.
Okay, well, I tell you what, why don't you wait here a moment? I'm going to scuttle over to the bigger door, the one that looked like a cargo door.
Okay.
Is there a port on it? I'd like to plug myself in, please.
Okay. You plug yourself in?
I pull a wire out the side of my head and plug myself in.
Oh god, he's fucking the machines again.
Hello. Please can you tell me when you expect the next train? And I will try and I think this is probably going to be inquiry, which is a shame, because I don't really have inquiry, but my electrographs give me plus 10, so a total of 24. I assume I can take my time?
Yeah.
I'll take my time and spend plenty of time asking it. I don't think I'm going to take that much time, however. Mordrigan's dice have continued to hate him. So far, no role for myself has been less than 80. I'm afraid I can't tell when the train comes. I think we might have to walk and or find a lift and or go somewhere else.
Lift. Those are those, like, platform things that go up.
They are a magnificent example of the Omnisire's grace, right? Raising us up into the heavens or lowering us into the depths as we see fit. Or as the machine sees fit, should it decide to disengage the emergency locks.
So the platform thing. Okay, you just had to say that.
There's a kind of weird sound from the other side of the door.
Ooh.
It's kind of it sounds like squeaking and a bit of... It possibly could be something coming along.
Lo, beyond the door! The machine spirit approacheth. Probably. I don't know. I can't think of... Is the door openable?
The door's closed at the moment.
Well, it might come and then the door might open.
But maybe you shouldn't be standing directly in front of the door.
I move off to the side. Good thinking.
From the other side, some small kind of hover vehicle has appeared.
Praise be to the Omnisire.
There are two men inside, it looks like.
Excellent.
Are you just going to wait for them to come up? Are you going to keep out the way?
Well, I'm standing to the side of the door in plain view and wearing giant red robes, so I'm going to be... Oh, and I'm glow, so okay. I'm pretty obvious.
Just going to be standing there,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah. I am not the stealthy sort, or indeed that tactically aware.
There's that, but remember, this is the 41st millennium.
So, what would you like to be doing as I tell you there is something approaching the door? Diving into cover, standing in the open with me.
Are we expecting this to be a doom and disaster sort of situation?
Currently our mission is go to this HAB unit.
Well, we're at the HAB unit, we're doing our mission, right?
Well, the moment we get to the HAB unit, we've effectively completed our mission.
Go home then?
Currently, well no, that is home. That's the point. We've been sent here to go to our new home, which is the HAB unit, which is down hive. Currently, we're at stage one at the moment, which is stand on the starport and talk rubbish while we try and work out where to go.
I'm sorting out everyone's luggage.
Okay.
This is step one.
So usually what would happen, you'd get a small amount of information about your mission.
Go to this house is all we've got.
Go to this house is all you've got at the moment. Presumably that means you're needing to establish some kind of cover to be investigating whatever needs investigating once you've established yourself.
Burning whatever needs burning, mostly witches.
And mutants.
You say so? All right.
But yeah, I'm just standing way out in the open.
So the large... kind of barn doors.
Sort of standing aside. Not immediately, but not higher.
Start to open from the other side.
I continue to stand in the open.
Once they've kind of clunked completely open, a guy pops his head round.
Greetings to you and blessings of the Omnisire be upon you.
Oh. Yes. Are you meant to be here?
Yes, I am indeed meant to be here. Where is here, please?
Well, this is like the railhead for the service.
Railhead? As in trains?
Yeah.
Excellent. Then we are indeed supposed to be here. Exactly here and in this place. Omnisire be praised.
But,
once more, his logic has seen us through to the very epitome of action. Greetings.
This isn't for, passengers.
No.
Goods only.
You may consider us cargo. We stack up quite nicely.
Can I see the key to the HAB unit?
Yes, I pass in the key.
Does it have a number on it or an address?
It has a number.
Does this number tell you anything about the HAB units? I wave it at the train guy.
Let me have a closer look.
Be careful. It is an artifact of the Omnisire.
Yeah.
It's a key.
It's a key. Exactly. He looks at it, he goes, that's quite far, down.
Indeed. How far does your train go in this direction?
Well, down, you mean?
Yes.
Well, this only goes to the factory on the lower levels.
Is it close to this place with the key?
Well, it will get you most of the way there, but as I said, we don't take passengers.
You do not need to take passengers. You need to take cargo, correct?
Yeah, but I might get into trouble for that.
I hereby designate as cargo in the name of the Omnisire.
I don't think that's how it works.
Quiet. Quiet, be quiet.
Okay, but...
I am a tech priest, am I not? I am in full command of the Omnisire's commands. We are cargo.
He gives you a bit of a funny look. And then, turns to the rest of you. You know, I might get into trouble if I let you on.
Okay, is there a passenger version somewhere nearby then, the trains?
Well, not really, but, you know, I could be persuaded. He gives you a bit of a wink.
How about this? Your contrivance is a machine spirit, is it not? Your machine spirit's efficiency directly impacts upon your own efficiency, does it not?
He stands there for a minute trying to work out what he's saying.
If your thing goes faster, you get your work done faster and look good to your overseer, yes?
Well, my superiors might be pleased, I suppose.
In which case, I have a great message for you. Assuming you carry 4 pieces of cargo, your machine will be overhauled and given a full reconditioning by a qualified tech priest. This will improve your efficiency. Blessed be to the Omnisire.
Oh, that sounds lovely and all, but what do I get out of it?
You get to look really good to your overseers. I'm sorry, I don't understand what he wants.
Money.
I don't have any of that, so...
Well, you know, not necessarily money. I mean, have you got any... You got any low sticks or, you know, a bottle of something maybe?
I hand him an entire pack of low sticks as I smoke.
Oh, okay. Well, I could probably find you a space.
Excellent. In which case?
Well, you'll have to kind of keep out of sight, though. No, you know, messing about.
Fine.
Okay. Right. Perfect. Yes.
So if you could just, we need to load some of these crates on, so if you could just keep out the way for a bit.
Indeed. We could indeed do that. Or, you know, we could help you load them.
Oh, no, well, it's not my job to load.
Oh, I see.
So if you just keep out the way, I'll be so grateful.
Okay, we'll stand over there, I guess. I can't stand over there and wait.
The other two guys who just appeared kind of come bustling up and they start using a crane to load up some crates. They seem to ignore you mostly.
I'm just tracing symbols of the Omnisire in the air while they work.
They're a bit confused by the tech priest standing there waving his arms about. But, okay then, they just kind of carry on. But after about half an hour, they've laden up the train. Most of the crates have, disappeared from this warehouse area. And you assume that the driver must already be in his cab.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who you've negotiated with pops his head round the door and beckons you in.
Come forwards.
And he directs you into It's a massive wagon, basically. Seems to be, well, it's just full of crates. It's not very interesting. None of them are particularly labelled, but there are several at a height that is easy for you to sit down on.
Excellent.
He smiles, kind of nods at you, says thanks, and kind of shuts the door on you.
I have never been cargo before. This will be an interesting occurrence. I must begin recording data.
Must you?
Yes. And then I sit on a crate.
After about 5 minutes, the train starts kind of squeaking and rumbling along. You assume it must be going around the outside of the hive somehow.
Interesting.
It's not particularly smooth ride.
No. There's a lot of outside the protective skin.
There's a lot of jinking about and some screeching of wheels every now and then. But it's fairly comfortable. You could, I think it's going to take 3 hours maybe to get down. So how are you going to be whiling the time away?
Well, normally I would engage in my usual hobby of trying to calculate pi. However, I'm very aware that there are other people present in the place. Would you care for a conversation? Hello.
Hi.
This must be very nice for you, because it's a hive, and they have roofs.
Yeah.
Forge worlds also have roofs. I think you would find forge worlds acceptable.
Okay.
That's great.
Crisis, anything you want to be doing?
I'm just checking over my weapons.
Okay.
And fiddling with the locket of corpse hair that
lovely.
My mother, she's dead.
Allegory, anything specifically you're doing?
Mostly just making sure all our stuff stays together and kind of observing, you know, the conversation. Just do-do-do, I am a scribe.
Okay.
I am not exciting.
Roofs. Do you have a favorite sort of roof?
No.
I particularly like interleaved metal. It's comforting to me.
Right. Interestingly,
this is what Fellowship 23 sounds like.
The inside of this wagon seems to be one solid roof that's been welded on either side.
The roof of this place is a recent addition.
I'm going to look in one of the crates.
Okay. Do you have, like, a knife or something to jimmy it open?
I will sigh and pass him one of my throwing knives without even looking at him once I realise what he's doing.
Excellent.
Don't break that.
Okay, it's not too difficult to actually get the knife in and start working on the lid. Inside, there seems to be a mix of, well, it just looks like general supplies, really. This crate seems to have bolts for something in. Not very exciting.
I was expecting to discover he was a smuggler.
Don't you know what you've got here? This is a hex thread bolt. That's possibly the 572nd best bolt in the Imperium.
Oh, good. I was
wrong.
Look, it's a bolt.
Yeah?
Fantastic. I put it back in the box carefully. So you don't have a favourite roof?
One that doesn't leak?
This one seems like it's one solid piece, so we should be okay. Unless they've done some standard welding, in which case I will have to touch it up.
Oh, will you?
And I repeat again, this is what Fellowship 23 looks like. I don't understand why you're laughing.
Ooh, that's not in character.
Have I inadvertently said something confusing?
It makes it sound like you want to fuck the rail car.
No, I am fairly certain that that would achieve absolutely nothing.
Well, yes.
You're not wrong.
Okay. Tech priest.
Yes.
Would you like to make a heightened senses hearing test?
I would love to. However, my dice hitting me is going to make this difficult. I don't think I pass, I'm afraid. No. Sorry.
No. Does anyone else want to?
Because I don't have awareness, it's a difficult roll for me.
Okay.
I can try and make a general awareness roll.
Awareness roll? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You've also got awareness.
Okay.
So it's on the old perception.
No, no. I rolled an 85 on that, so no.
No.
So generally, we're all oblivious.
I mean, I do have a paranoia, which apparently translates as I am alert for danger, but I'm not sure what that means mechanically speaking.
Give me a second. I think it, well, it gives you a bonus to your initiative, because I remember that much.
Yeah.
Because my character had it all the time.
So no one passed, no?
No, I 85 did.
Right, you gain a +2 bonus on initiative rolls. In addition, the GM may secretly test your perception to see if you notice hidden threats.
Ooh, okay. Was that +2 to initiative?
Yes.
That would have been factored into your stats.
Oh, okay, you've already got initiative. Okay, fair enough. Sorry.
It's your agility 10s number anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
D10 plus your agility 10's number, in your case, +2. I'm busy droning on about welding.
Right, okay. Well, as you're waffling and there's jimmying of crates going on, there's a sudden jolt and everything kind of wobbles for a minute and then kind of settles back down.
That was not a correct deceleration. They should be careful about harming the machine spirit of this item. That sort of thing puts unnecessary wear on your brakes. The spirits of which can become angry and cease to function, causing you to plummet to a fiery death at the bottom of the hive.
Yeah, let's not have that happen.
I will do my best to calm the machine spirits. I light some incense.
You do that.
I start singing the prayer to brakes.
I'm gonna
0 0 1.
I'm just gonna start having
zero,
I'm just gonna look one, around because I'm
zero,
sort of like
0 1 0 1 1.
Okay.
Zero,
zero, one. If you go to the end of the wagon that you're in, there is a little kind of porthole window, and the wagon in front of it has got a little porthole window.
I'll have a little peek through.
Okay. In the wagon in front of you, there seem to be more crates. They're slightly bigger. It looks like one's maybe fallen over. It's at an odd angle. Doesn't look right for some reason. But if you look further down, there is a bit of a gangway, and the door into the wagon in front of this one is kind of flapping open.
Can I open this door?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be locked.
Okay.
Are you just going to fling it open?
Well, open it carefully.
Okay.
Okay, so how big a gap are we talking between this wagon and the next wagon?
It's fairly well secured. There's only a small, a matter of centimetres gap that you'd have to cross.
Okay, so it's not like I'm at risk of falling out and plummeting to my doom.
No.
Okay, so I will move over into the next wagon. I'm going to check something.
Okay.
1 0 0 0 1 1.
So, I close the door behind me.
Okay.
I go into the next wagon.
All right, the next wagon, yeah, the crates are fairly similar. There is that one on the floor across the gangway.
Is it opened at all, or...?
It doesn't seem to be opened. You want to try and pick it up, or are you going to leave it there?
I'll nudge it with my foot.
It seems quite heavy. You try and, like, push it with your foot, but it's a bit difficult to...
Step around it and head over towards the door that's open.
Okay. The door that's flapping open, if you look through the window, the one on the other side isn't open. There is a kind of small ladder that goes up the side, though.
Is that up on top of the one I'm in right now, or on to the top of the one in front?
So if you try and look at the one you've come from, there's only a ladder on one side.
Okay. I'm going to very carefully climb the ladder and have a quick look, see if there's anyone on top of the train.
Okay, you start opening the door. When you look out, you're in a quite tight tunnel.
Okay.
You're going about, I don't know, I think maybe 40 miles an hour. So it's not hugely fast, but...
It's fine. I've done this sort of thing on a horse-drawn carriage before.
It's fairly easy to grab on to the ladder, and it's not very far up, so I won't make you make a roll or anything.
Excellent. Thank you.
You have a kind of, you get to the top and there's a bit of a lip where the roof is. And you can't really, you peer up, but you can't really see anything. Obviously, there's no kind of stations or anything that you're going through.
Mm.
The only light is, you assume, from the cab at the front.
Climb back down.
Okay.
Carefully. I'll go back to that crate that fell over.
Okay.
So try and lift it back up to where it was.
Okay, do you want to make a strength check?
This will be fun, because it's not one of my highest stats.
Remember, you can take your time to do this to gain yourself a bonus, depending on what the GM said. It can be either 10 or 20%.
Yeah, I'm not gonna rush it. I'll just get proper load, proper lifting technique, bend at the knees, back straight.
Okay, you can have a plus 20 if you're taking your time. It's fairly stable at the moment, the movement of the train.
Okay.
Once you get your train feet on.
That's a 0.8, so...
Okay. Yeah. You manage to lift it and kind of put it back where you assume it's come from, on top of another one. The one that it had fallen against on the other side has got a funny marking on it. It's a very small, and it's not obvious to... You wouldn't have noticed it unless you'd moved the other crate. But it's a very small left-hand print.
Like smaller than human?
Well, you think it's just a stamp, but it's... It's
it's not literally someone's hand.
Not a midget hand, no.
Okay. Tiny mice cream that has tiny midget hand.
Some kind of symbol thing that looks like a hand.
Yeah.
In a universe where mutants are a thing,
it could have been the squats, and now Games Workshop will nuke this podcast for mentioning them.
I will have
squats
to.
Squats are back.
Oh, they brought them back, did they?
They're in Rogue Trader Kill Team, I believe.
Holy shit!
Well, at least one is.
They dropped a high fleet on them to nuke them in lore.
Yep. I'm not going to do it. It's all right.
Okay. So does it look like any kind of familiar iconography I know of? Or is
this... It's not something you've come across, no.
Huh.
But, do you want to look a bit further?
Yeah, can I try and open the crate? Or...
Yeah, you can try.
Okay.
Do you still have your...
I got my knife back.
Okay. This one seems to be... Much more secure.
Okay. Thing.
But if you take your time...
Yeah, I'm not rushing.
Okay. You can eventually jimmy it open. What is everyone else doing while this is happening?
1-1-1-1-1-1-0-1-1. Until somebody gives me something else to do, I'm just going to give a nice prayer to the machine spirits of the contrivance that is carrying us so that we don't plummet to our deaths.
Okay. Right. Can everyone please make... Let's go for agility check.
Just flat agility. Well, my dice have continued to hate me with a 94.
So that's edge above per.
Yeah. Oh. Allegory, you get 27.
I made it. Do not pass that.
No.
I got 52 against 37,
so no. I fly clean across the room, probably.
Allegory, do you pass?
I got a 27. I made it. Yay.
Okay, so the train lurches violently forward, but Allegory's that... Sorry, I've forgotten your character name.
Aiden.
He is sat in a specific angle, so... He doesn't get thrown across the wagon.
I go flying. Whee!
The tech priest gets splattered against the wall.
1-0! 1-1-0! I've got this as a Dalek.
You hear the Dalek? Jara just kind of falls off the crate that she sat on and is sprawled across the floor. Crisis.
Crisis, yes.
You are looking at this crate kind of crouching down. So as the whole train jerks, you just kind of roll into the crate in front and just are kind of upside down.
Okay. That's not good.
I do not think that was proper usage of this vehicle. I think something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is very wrong. 100.
You're not sure, but you seem to be speeding up quite a lot now.
The brakes. The machine spirits of the brakes. They have decided to be angry with us. They failed. Now we plummet to our doom. We really should do something about that. We are all going to die if we don't. I'm sorry, I thought I'd make that obvious by the tone.
We're traveling horizontally.
I'm not certain that's the case. I suspect we're probably traveling at a slight spiral around and around the outside of the hive. You know, the sort of thing that if we continue going faster will eventually throw us off the side of the hive. And believe you me, you do not wish to be thrown off the side of a hive. It's very, very long way up.
Especially not in Gunmetal City.
Where the fuck is Crisis? Did anyone see where Crisis went?
He went through that door, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know. I was busy praying.
Yes, he did.
Well, we should probably go and find out why the brakes are broken.
Let's go look for Crisis.
Okay, it's getting a lot bumpier now.
Okay, I picked myself up and dust myself off.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good. That's definitely not good. I'm assuming that's the point at which the door opens and Jara comes in.
Are you crossing into the next wagon?
Yeah.
You find Crisis kind of picking himself up and brushing him down.
Okay, there's something weird going on here. I think someone might be sabotaging the train. Also, this crate has some kind of weird sign on it. Does that look familiar to you at all? I point out the hand symbol thing.
Okay.
You know that?
You don't really recognise it.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's go. I think someone
may wander.
Snuck in.
I'm going to wander up into their compartment. Everyone okay?
I think someone might have killed the driver. Maybe. I don't know. I think someone's trying to hijack this train.
Then nobody is okay. I'm going to pull out my big revolver. Click.
Okay.
You're a fucking scribe. Where did you get that gun?
I went to the Scola. I was going to be a commissar.
Okay. Right. Those are the guys with the hats who shoot everyone, right?
Sure.
Okay. Just checking.
Why not?
Right. Oh, do you recognize that symbol at all? I point the hand.
Ooh, I'm scholarly. Taking a look.
Okay. What, I haven't got my computer on. What? Do you have any common law skills?
Let's see. Common law administratum. Administratum. Imperium. War. Galactic lore. Philosophy.
I have some law skills, actually. I've got underworld cults and heresy.
You can maybe roll on that.
You've okay, got the wait, good wait. Ones.
Okay, so I can make a...
Aww.
You can roll on... Did you say administratum?
Yeah.
Yep, you can roll on that.
So it says intelligent, and then it says deck sock. What does deck sock mean?
Decayed society, I think that's the specific...
Oh yeah, that's the reason I have it.
Yeah.
Because of the trait. Okay.
You have 10 socks, because you have 10 feet.
Allegory, you rolled 50.
I rolled 55, so I know I didn't get it.
But it could be the symbol of a specific company or family.
Not sure. Not ringing any bells. Why don't we go investigate the driver?
Yeah, that seems like a more important right thing.
I come into the carriage. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we seem to be travelling much faster than we were before.
Yeah.
I would like to warn you that if we continue speeding up, the likelihood of us coming off the side of the hive is quite high. Also, we are quite high, so coming off the side of the hive would be devastating to all of us. We're probably going to die if we don't do something about this soon.
Okay.
We're going to have to do something about this very, very soon, otherwise we are likely to die.
Are you done?
Yes. For the time being, you have had the data download that I wish to give you.
Good, right, yes, let's go sort it then.
Which way is the front of the train?
I would assume it's the direction we're traveling.
Good. Which way is that from here?
I'm guessing it's the way which way is that?
No, you need to carry on going the way.
Yeah, I'll carry on. I'm not going to go up on the roof, we're just going to go through all the compartments and the doors.
The next couple of wagons are pretty similar. They've got crates in. You assume they've got similar nuts and bolts for whatever factorium this goes to.
Bolts. And nuts.
You get to the door that appears to be into the front wagon. And in there are kind of little cages with small parcels and a few bags and things on the floor. And then at the far end, you can see, obviously, where the door to the cab is. The door's slightly open. Do you want to make perception checks here?
Is it hearing based? It will be awareness, I assume.
It will be awareness, yeah.
So, is it hearing based?
It would be, it's more sight based at the moment.
Oh my god, I got a 3. I pass.
I failed by 1 percentile.
Okay.
Fuckies.
I failed by loads.
Failed by loads. Excellent. You're, like, entertaining yourself by looking at the reflections in the kind of perspex window. It's much more interesting than anything else that's going on.
I passed by a lot.
You passed. Crisis, did you pass?
No, you failed by one.
Oh, Allegory. Allegory, you got 80, so...
Right, take a priest.
Mm.
When you look through the window, as the door flaps in time with the train kind of swaying about, you think you can see an arm, maybe, on the floor?
I wave to everybody and draw them back into the previous carriage, despite the fact that they're wearing wire ties on their noses.
Come with me, Jim.
I gather them all around. I don't wish to alarm anybody, but I believe the driver has been dismembered. His arm is on the floor. This will make operating the vehicle exceedingly difficult. Well, either his arm is on the floor or somebody else's arm is on the floor, but it does suggest that violence has occurred.
I pull out my las pistol.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. I don't wish to insult you, but I think I want something larger. I pull out a las carbine.
Anyone else?
Well, I'll secure this. I'll help secure this cabin while y'all do the thing there, because y'all seem a bit more combat ready than me with my old gun.
A short range shotgun is going to get, because we're probably going to be fighting at point blank range, which is plus 20%. You will be at bonuses, I think, for shotguns. Shotgun is horrible. I think it's if you get every degree of success is an extra hit. Something ridiculous like that.
Something like that.
I'll look it up. Don't worry. I'll look it up.
Okay. So you're all getting your guns out.
Also, basically. You can hold out if you've got the last pistol. I'm ambidextrous. It's fine.
Right. Shotguns. If fired at a foe within point blank range, which they're probably going to be, each 2 degrees of success indicates another hit, so you do the damage again.
What's the degree?
10%.
Okay.
Point blank range gives you a flat, it's either plus 20 or plus 30. I'll look that up as well, bear with me. As we might end up in combat, it's worthwhile. Right, so point blank range. Point blank range is plus 30. So your ballistic skill would be your ballistic skill plus 30 as a minimum for your shotgun. You get 2 half actions in a round. So you could take a half action of aim, followed by an action of pull the goddamn trigger, which would give you another plus 10, for a total of plus 40, meaning you're pretty much hitting on anything 75 or less.
Am I? What's my...
Your ballistic skill, BS.
Oh, BS. Right, that's what. Not bullshit.
Good it wasn't me. Bullshit, yeah.
What I
so
might
it depends
do,
how you roll, of course. Yeah. It might be bullshit.
So... If you aim for a half action, you get plus 10.
I'm just going to get you to tell me what to do today, because I don't know what to do.
That's fine. I have played this game for many, many, many years.
Because I don't understand what half my character sheet says.
You should definitely, however, be getting your shotgun out.
Right.
Because you can hideously murder everybody in the cab with it.
Jaren will get her shotgun out.
Okay. Who is going first?
I would suggest one of you two goes first. Possibly you, or... Maybe you? I don't know.
I can try and sneak up on him if there's anyone in there.
Then him? Will that cause a problem if you open fire with your shotgun? No, it's fine. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everybody will be fine. It's okay. Off you go.
I will try and do move silently.
This is what Fellowship 23 looks like.
What is Fellowship 23?
So Fellowship is the social
charisma type stamp.
And I have a fellowship of 23.
I have a fellowship of 24, so I'm not much better than you.
However, I also have negatives because I'm from a forge world.
Oh.
Apparently, I'm 37, but
so,
you lot are all weirdos.
I assume silent move is just a straight agility roll, then.
Can I make a suggestion? Do you have a stomach?
No, I do not.
I stick a stomach to him. Now you do. A stomach is flat plus 30, I think. I'll look it up. Because basically what stomachs do is they silence your footsteps. And I have one, so I might as well make use of it.
Okay.
Okay, so agility plus 30 then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rolled a fucking 100.
You have fate points.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So you've got fate points in the game. You can either spend a fate point to negate being dead, or you can...
No, burn to negate being dead.
Burn to negate being dead, spend to reroll. I would suggest that rerolling a 100 would be well worth it.
Can I spend one of my fate points to reroll?
Yeah.
Refreshes each session, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's been so many years since we played this. Well, that was an 82, so I still failed, but at least I didn't 100 it.
Okay. You go into this first wagon. Yeah, you think you're creeping quite well. Then suddenly the train shudders and you kind of stagger off and there's a bit of a kerfuffle with some small packages that rattle a bit.
That was so much cooler in my head.
You can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Because currently you're in a zone of silence.
Oh, well, I can attempt to say it and it doesn't come out at all. I'm slightly... And I go,
you can say it. No one will hear it.
No one will hear it.
Fuck.
But... You know, you kind of push them back into wherever they came from and move up towards the door. You going to open it anymore? It's just flapping a little bit.
I'll try and step through it when it's sort of flapping open.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a small cab. There's two seats. The windscreen wipers are going.
As you do.
But there is a body. You assume it's a driver on the floor. Quite a lot of blood just kind of pooling.
Stab shot.
Do you want to have a closer look?
Yeah, sure. I'm an assassin. It's not like I'm unfamiliar with horrific death. Yeah. Roll.
No, don't need to roll at this point. It's he's actually died from a stab wound to his chest.
Okay.
There are several other cuts, kind of round his neck and on his shoulder, but he has actually been. Yeah, it's the wound in his chest that's actually killed him. If you want to look around a bit more, you can make a perception and awareness roll.
Okay. Fail that.
Okay. Well, you do notice, even though you failed, one of the cab windows is open.
Hmm.
You're kind of in a silent bubble at the moment, so did you want to...
I'll head back and gesture to...
Boop. I turn it off.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just point out that you do all have microbeads.
Yes, but they only work if he's not silenced.
True.
Okay.
Microbeads be for
communication for between each other.
Bluetooth earpieces.
Yeah, basically. Driver's dead. He's been stabbed. I think they came in through the window, which, considering this train is moving, is worrying.
This either suggests that they were on the train to begin with and are crawling along the outside, or they're incredibly agile.
Yes. Either way, you probably want to go in there and slow this thing down.
Yes, I will do that thing. I go into the cab and have a look at the controls.
Are you having a general look round or are you just looking at the controls?
Well, our major problem is that we might go off the rails and die horribly. So I'm mostly concentrating on the controls. Is there some kind of autopilot that I can flick on?
There does seem to be an autopilot drive. Kind of function on there.
Excellent.
It's not on at the moment.
Bear with me a moment. I take out a small piece of oil and I carefully oil the switch. I will now begin the intoning for the activation of the autopilot. Check that manual drive is turned off. Check that the switch itself has been oiled. It is oiled. Check to ensure that nobody is turning any of the knobs or controlling any of the hand cranks. Nobody is doing such. This is good. I will now activate the auto drive feature. Click. I turn on the auto drive.
Okay.
The auto drive has been engaged. Check to make sure the auto drive is performing its purpose. Is it performing its purpose?
Yeah, it seems to be working.
The machine spirits be praised. The autopilot has been engaged.
Okay.
The only problem is anybody else could come through the window, and if they are unkind to the machine spirit, they could just turn it off again.
So one of us sits here with a shotgun and shoots someone if they try and do that.
I like his ideas.
It's because they involve shooting things.
Okay, are you all at the cab door now?
Well, I'm in the cab.
You're in the cab.
I'll have been standing in the doorway watching.
Okay. Jarrow, are you
probably similar?
At the cab, yeah. Allegory, you said you were staying behind a bit. Are you still further back?
Holding on where I am to make sure that, you know, no one comes up behind us.
Okay. Do you want to make me an awareness check, then?
Ooh, I do. I really do.
I shall roll. Be warned. You got 42.
Oh.
There doesn't seem to be anything unusual happening behind you.
Hooray.
So now in the cab, you've fixed the auto drive.
I'll turn the auto drive on. Look.
What's the plan now? You're just going to stand here for the next...
We must defend this area, but we should also locate who has murdered this worker of the Imperium. Such actions are wasteful and should be punished to the full might of the Inquisition. One of you two should shoot the fucker in one of their internal organs, preferably one which is necessary for the functioning of life.
Right.
Okay.
Or stabbing them. Stabbing them is also fine.
Well, I'm glad we got that clear.
Dara, do you want to make me an intelligence check, please?
So, D100 under int.
No.
Okay.
Our dice do not like us.
I've not rolled below 50 today.
I have now rolled below 80 for myself. I noticed there was an arm on the ground.
Anyone else want to do any more looking about, or are we just going to...
I'm going to start looking about now, because the situation here is under control, so you need to try and figure out where the fuck this guy is. So I'll just start having a look about.
Okay, if you look in the cab, are you going to have another look in the cab?
Yeah, I'll have another look in the cab first.
Okay, so the window's open, windscreen wipers are going, because obviously there's grime and whatever down here. It's not very nice looking out there. There is a mark on the window, though, on the inside. You look a bit closer. Seems to be another handprint. As if it were to tell, it's a bit smudged. But it could be another left handprint, similar to that.
Is it little?
It's not little. No, it's normal size.
Okay.
No pygmies here.
Mutant pygmies.
It's normal size, but yeah, it does seem to be on the inside. There also seem to be on the light. The dashboard type thing at the front. There are two cups of recap.
There are two people here.
That would make sense, a driver and a backup.
So where the hell's the backup?
I would presume that once he'd stabbed the driver, he left either via the window or some other fashion.
Jared, do you want to try and make another intelligence check? You can have plus 20.
Still no. Roll a 76.
Oh my god.
Below 80.
It is below 80.
It is.
It's coming down. Tech Priest, do you want to make an intelligence?
Yeah. Would tech you supply? Or?
Not really.
Okay. I don't think anything else would apply. Okay. I'm going to spend one of my fate points to re-roll the 96 I just got for a 21. I pass.
Okay. You're not sure. Maybe Daryl would know if she has a really good think about it. That probably on a train like this, there would be two drivers and possibly a guard.
Hey, you're from a hive world, correct? I wish to utilize your knowledge in your brain. In a train like this, on a standard hive city, in a standard hive, on a standard planet, Would it not make most sense for there to be two drivers and a guard of some description? Calculate.
Probably, yeah.
In which case, we're not missing one person, we're missing two people. Where the fuck's the guard gone?
Yes. Two handprints.
What?
The handprints. One on the window, one on the crate. The one on the crate was small.
Right. Okay. What I think we may be looking for two people who were in cahoots.
Allegory, do you want to make another awareness check, please?
Yes, I do.
You roll 63.
Jesus.
God Emperor of Mankind, he who sitteth upon the golden throne. It's a lot more difficult to swear in 40K.
Beth.
What's that?
We're not Tanith.
True. Very few people are. Jokes, very few people.
Best is only.
Right. I'm not certain, but I think it's broken her brain. I'm very sorry, the calculation proved too much for the hardware. What I think we need to do is locate these two people who are possibly either injured or trying to kill us all.
Okay. I'm going to head back towards the other carriage.
I'm going to sit there with my las carbine pointing at the open window.
Okay.
I'm going on Overwatch.
Dara, are you staying with the tech priest who has a fixation about Ruth, or heading back towards the others?
I'll stick with the others.
Okay.
Fear not, I have this entry point covered.
You sit with a dead body.
Yep. Doesn't bother me.
Nope. Okay, the rest of you. Are you just, what are you searching? What are you?
I'm going to start searching about, yeah, trying to see if I find what's going on.
So you, well, there are a couple of cupboards. I mean, do you want to be looking, are you looking for any kind of, I don't know, you're looking for any...
I'm not really sure what I'm looking for. I mean, in theory, maybe bodies or some kind of clue as to what happened.
Okay.
Hardly certain what I'm looking for is the problem. I know I'm looking for something. I don't know what until I find it.
Okay. As you're walking back, there's a thudding sound from the wagon in front of you.
So that's the next one over where the...
The next one, so the front one where the cab is, and then you're moving into the second one.
Yeah.
In the third one, you're hearing a noise.
Okay, I'm going to head towards that quickly.
Okay, are you doing that in any stealthy fashion?
I will try and move silently.
Okay.
I took my stomach back, sadly.
Yeah. Make a roll.
Do you want to make a roll?
I pass that.
Okay. Nice. You kind of crouch down.
I've got my nice pistol and sword out.
Mm-hmm. You stop when you get to the door. You could peek out the window from where you are.
Yeah, I'll do that.
In the next wagon, there's a guy. He looks like he's wearing like a guard's uniform, but it doesn't look right for some reason.
I'm assuming he's not one of the people we saw earlier.
No. He does have a gun, but you would have thought going down Hive, anyone would have a gun.
Yeah.
Dangerous down hive.
So, what do you want to do?
Because I think you're there as well, aren't you? Oh, no.
They're further back.
Yeah. Sneak up on him and try and get him at gunpoint.
Okay, so to do that, you would have to open the first door, open the second door, and jump him, effectively.
Yeah.
Is that what you're planning to do?
I would like to try.
Okay. Make a roll.
Okay, what should I be rolling?
If you have another move silent.
Okay. I'm going to take my time with it. He doesn't seem to be going anywhere, so...
He's kind of bustling about on a crate.
Yeah, so he's not actually leaving the area or anything. So
no, but he's not particularly paying attention either.
Okay, well, I'll not rush it. I'm just going to try and sort of move slowly to aid moving quietly.
Okay.
Any modifier for that?
You can have plus 20.
Cool, thank you much, Lee. That's 57. 05. Five nice. Degrees of success.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, the doors look pretty old and they're made of metal, but you managed to open it quietly without any kind of squeaking, which you're quite proud of. Mm. You open it just enough so you can slip through. The guy's bending down, but he's facing away from you. Are you just jumping on top of him?
No, I'm basically going to, behind him, get the gun to the back of his head and just sort of, yeah, I recommend you stop moving now.
Okay.
I'll microbead in. Guys, got someone.
Excellent. Quickly, provide backup.
Yeah, I'll head down that direction.
He's silent for a moment, and then he just turns and swings a fist at you, and at that point, she'll roll some initiative.
D10, plus the 10's part of your agility.
Okay.
Allegory.
Do I get a plus one because I'm wary?
You get, yes you do. Allegory, you roll a 6 on the die.
I have a total of 10.
Wow.
I'll roll mine just in case. The tech priest, who is the other end of the train, is on 13.
Wow.
The Omnisire has granted me phenomenal speed.
What was your total?
14? I rolled a 10.
Okay.
The Omnisire, through myself, has granted Jarrah phenomenal speed.
And Allegory, what was your total?
What was my what now?
6 on the dice plus your 10s from your agility bonus.
9.
9, okay. Everyone is very fast.
Yes, although it's not as fast as my last Dark Heresy character. The minimum that Dark Heresy character could roll was 14.
Whoa!
Okay, so Jarrah.
Who's a death cult assassin?
You're at the top. You have made it to the door of the wagon. In the next wagon, Crisis is got a gun to this guy's back, and he's just turned round to wallop him.
So what you can do, what's the range between Jarrah and the dude?
It's about 10 metres.
So what you could do is spend half your action to move, which would bring him into point blank range, and then shoot him with a shotgun, which would probably kill him. Or you could spend your whole action to move and move right up to him, ready to do stuff in the next round. But it depends on whether you want to inflict the murder death or, you know, wait a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing there's a chance we might want this guy for information.
Yeah. At point blank range, your shotgun is very likely to just turn him into Chunky Salsa.
Okay.
But what you could, I suppose, do is move right up to him. You could charge him, actually, and hit him with the butt of your gun. You're unlikely to hit him, but then he's fighting two people, and that gives him negatives.
Okay. Yeah, I could try doing that.
Okay. So you charge,
right.
And then you would make a WS roll plus 10% for the fact that you charged.
Okay.
However, the damage of your weapon is going to be pitiful because it's not a real weapon.
Okay, so I just rolled WS.
Yes, mm-hmm. Plus 10.
Plus. I rolled 100.
Okay, this is the point at which you want to use one of your fate points.
Okay.
So there's two ways of spending fate points. You can spend or you can burn. At this point, you want to spend one of your fate points, and you'll get it back in the next session.
Okay.
And that just allows you a quick re-roll.
I will spend my fate point.
Because 100 is bad.
Okay, that's a passing roll.
So you pass?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he dodge or fight? He'd have to either dodge or parry, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to try and dodge.
Which means he can't then dodge Crisis's attack.
He does not dodge.
So now you roll 1d10 plus your strength bonus, which is the 10's number of your strength.
Okay.
Which is your fuck me.
30.
When you rolled to hit him, yeah. What number did you roll?
Like 31.
So you actually hit him in the 13, which I think is left arm?
Yes, I think so.
So you did 13 points of damage, minus his armour, minus his toughness.
Right.
Toughness bonus. So you have probably broken his arm.
Yeah.
Was he wearing armour at all?
No, he's wearing a guard uniform.
Just a uniform, not flak.
No.
Oh dear. So he's probably just taken 10 points of damage, and I've got 11 wounds, so that would render me nearly dead.
Let's try not to kill him.
He lets out a weird scream as his arm kind of goes into a funny angle and then goes limp. And he starts to look a bit, well, woozy, and he doesn't look good at all now.
Once you reduce people to zero hit points, further damage does critical hits. Critical hits start becoming fatal around the -7 point.
Right.
I would suspect he's probably around the 0 point.
Right. Tech Priest, are you moving at all?
I'm going to stand up, stick my head out the window and see if anybody's climbing along the side of the train towards the window.
Do you want to make an awareness check?
I do, but I don't have awareness, so I fail.
Okay. Do you want to listen to see if you can hear anything?
Even if I listen, it only adds 10%. Okay. I rolled a 53.
So fair enough.
I can't see anyone.
Nope.
So I'm going to duck back in.
There is no one there.
And I will make best speed towards where the fighting is, which means I will probably get there when it's over. Stomp, 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 stomp.
Who is that? Crisis.
Is this guy actually still standing?
He's kind of swaying.
Okay. Yeah, really want him down? I don't really want to kill him.
You could attempt to grapple him.
Okay, that's actually a pretty decent plan.
You currently outnumber him 2-1.
Okay.
Which gives you a +10.
Okay.
It is a full round action, sadly, so you can't aim. Okay. So you make a weapon skill attack on him.
Okay.
He can't make a reaction check because he's already made one. Mm-hmm. So as long as you hit, you grapple him.
Okay, I will do that then. So that's +10, so that's 44.
Okay.
I don't pass. I'm going to spend another fate point because I got 3. So
it's worthwhile doing.
Yeah, we're getting well with like, quarter to again, towards the end of it. Yeah, that's a pass.
Okay.
At this point, the following effects apply. The participant in a grapple may not dodge or parry. That's both of you. Other attackers gain a +20 bonus to weapon skill checks to hit the grapple target. Grapple characters may only take the grapple action, and as a free action, you can voluntarily let him go, but he is currently grappled. Good teamwork!
Allegory, it's your go. He is grappled.
So what's...
by Crisis?
He
is kind of...
okay.
Very unsteady on his feet.
He seems to have a broken arm. I can't think why.
Are they standing while this grapple?
The guy isn't struggling, he's just kind of barely standing.
Oh, shit. We've forgotten something.
Oh?
Yeah. She needs to make a weapons skill check to see if that 10 rolls over. We forgot that, didn't we?
What?
Can you roll under your straight weapon skill, please?
Okay.
You don't want to pass.
I passed.
That means you had another damage roll.
Roll d10 again, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Please roll low.
1.
Okay. So yeah, he only takes 1 more damage.
And the strength bonus.
No, it doesn't have the strength bonus.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember now.
It's just another d10.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, I just found that.
Is it called Emperor's Fortune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emperor's Fury, in fact.
Emperor's Fury, that was it. He'll be under there.
Yeah, he's pretty much being held up by Crisis at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's less of a grapple, more of a holding him upright.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sort of behind him, sort of, so his arms are pinned to his side, including the broken one, so...
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Did you want to continue with this attack allegory?
I'm going to... Given the guy's grappled, I don't necessarily want to shoot, because I might kill him after all the damage he's taken and, you know, other stuff. I would advise very strongly that you surrender.
He kind of just flops and goes kind of a bit limp in as Crisis is holding him. You think he's probably just fainted, but he's kind of out.
I'll let him go and sort of shove him down to the floor.
Okay.
Can you bring me rope?
No, I'm a scholar.
Stump, 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 stump. The fury of the Omnissiah is here!
It's late. He's already done.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have any rope?
No, handcuffs? I do have wire.
Okay, that'll do. Tie his hands together.
I'll just tie his hands together with wire.
And his back.
Okay.
And his feet.
Yeah.
And then tie his hands to his feet.
Okay.
This is the most effective way to ensure that he can't escape.
Fair enough.
And then I'm going to have a look at him with Medicaid.
Okay.
I have a medical kit. And the Medicaid skill. And I rolled an 8.
Yeah, you think he's just fainted from the shock? His arm is trashed. And it's all at a very odd angle.
This man is very lucky. Very soon he will have a replacement arm. This will have to come right off and be replaced with one of the Omnissiah's finest. In other news, he's fainted from the shock.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed.
He is, however, in no danger of suddenly dying of blood loss or anything like that. So.
Good, so we could use some information.
Yes, that would be a good idea. Would you like me to wake him up?
Yes, please. That would be fantastic.
I assume I've got some kind of stim in the medical kit. I think it's got 10 in
there. Actually, I've got 3 doses of stim.
Wakey, wakey! The Omnissiah wishes to ask you questions, as do the angry people here.
As you're administering this, his arm has got lots of marks, both from injectors, and you're not sure, some other kind of surgical implement, but it's got a funny shaped blade on the end.
Ooh, can I take a closer look at that?
Yeah.
Medicaid again, maybe?
You could use Medicaid.
I pass again. I'm working to my preferred skills. What do I think that is?
Well, you're not sure. You've never seen that kind of mark before, left by a blade. But you think it's probably, well, it's almost as if someone's been experimenting on him.
I see. This person may have been experimentally altered by somebody. Which begs the question, who's been doing experimentation? Because you have to have all sorts of permits for that sort of stuff. I couldn't get a permit.
Gonna guess they didn't ask the proper authorities.
You've got to ask the proper authorities unless you wish to be a heretic.
What kind of heretic is this? Is this tech heresy?
It depends on exactly what they've done. But assuming they are fiddling with his biological makeup, then yes, it would be tech heresy of the type known as biological heresy. Because fiddling with the natural pattern of man, as laid down by the God Emperor himself and the Omnissiah in their wisdom, would suggest that, this is bad shit. This is bad wrong stuff. This is heresy. No, and indeed no. The question is, why is the product of biotechnical heresy trying to steal a train filled with mouldy wooden crates?
That's a good question. Care to answer?
The guy is starting to wake up now. He's...
Hello. You seem to be a product of biotechnical heresy. Explain yourself.
He doesn't seem capable yet of speech. He seems really out of it, but he's trying... with his good arm, and he's kind of trying to point to something.
What does he seem to be trying to point towards? Is that about crate?
He is pointing in the vague direction of the crate he was baffing about with earlier.
Okay, did I manage to get that crate open?
You couldn't get the whole lid off. You could get your knife in and kind of lift it up.
Okay, can someone give me a hand getting this crate open?
Maybe the application of science will help here. I take a very long metal staff and jab it in the hole and use the principle of leverage and try and lever it open with a 6-foot-long metal staff.
Okay, you do notice the little symbol of the hand on this crate.
What does that mean? Do I know?
You're not sure.
There is a strange symbol of a hand on it.
Yeah,
you were mentioning hands.
Yes, I know. That's the first one I saw.
I see.
Now you look a bit closer. This guy's got... a weird kind of black smudge on his face.
I rub. Is the black smudge on his face, or is it covered up by makeup?
No, it seems to be some kind of black dye. But if you look at it in a funny angle, it could have originally been a handprint.
He's got a little handprint on his face. There's a little handprint on the crate. Oh, my goodness, I believe I found a connection.
Inside the crate, there's a mix of things. One section seems to have been rigged up to be like a cooling unit with a mini generator kind of thing inside. Inside there's some vials of vaguely green liquid. You're not sure what they are.
No. I'm not certain, but I suspect this is the heresy he was looking for. We should probably put the lid back on, otherwise they're going to spoil.
Okay.
You there! Explain yourself! What is that?
And he's still pointing.
Anything else he could be pointing at?
Well, he seems to be... It's not anything specifically, but it's like back down the train.
I will start heading back down the train.
I don't know what to do. I suspect we should probably... Is the crate heavy? This
fairly heavy, yeah.
Hmm.
It seems to be inside the wood.
Yeah, it's the whole size of the crate.
It's about, I don't know.
It's big enough that I'm not going to carry it, is the answer. If only I had some suspensers or fucking aluminum float. However, I don't. So, Right. I'll put the lid back on.
Okay.
You lead on. I'll follow.
Jar, are you going with Crisis?
Yeah.
Seems like there's more trouble down train.
As you're walking down, everything looks as it did before. Until you get to where you think you've gone further than where you started out, you're sure you've passed your crates with your stuff in. You know how you get when you're going down a train and all the carriages look the same.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Where am I sitting? Yeah. Oh, I can't have been sitting there. There's a little old lady there. No, I was sitting there. Damn little old lady.
The wagons further back have got different stuff in. The one you're in now has got raw materials, metal, in sheets, and in various stages of being punched into different shapes, all sorts of sizes, all kind of... They're bound up, but they're kind of stacked against the walls. But in this wagon, the wagon doors are open, and you can feel the breeze from the tunnel outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we're going to leave it.
On a train.
Do you know what we've done?
What have we done?
We found horror on a train.
No, not again! No! In the Grim Dogs of the Future, there is only, it turns out, horror on trains.
No. In the Grim Darkness of the Far Future, there is only horror on trains up until the guardswoman hits its fucking arm off with the butt of her shotgun. Because... crunch.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Yay, it's what they deserve.
13 points of damage on an effectively an unarmed strike.
But it's what the guardswoman is there for.
It is true.
Yeah.
She's there for breaking bones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, yeah. How did you find your first GMing? Have we gone wildly off plot yet?
No.
My God,
we're not trying hard enough.
Well, we're quite literally on rails.
Well, yes, there is that.
On the rails.
God, damn it, allegory.
So, how did you find it?
Don't do the Don't you dare!
I thoroughly enjoy being a tech priest.
I noticed. I definitely know.
I'm having a good time.
Yes,
I'm having a good time.
Archive, how did you find it?
I'm quite confused.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't worry, I can make you less confused.
Hooray!
Believe me, after 5 years of playing it, I can make you less confused.
I'm slowly gathering notes on what the letters on my character sheet mean.
Well, what I might try and do is I might try and print some of the character sheets out.
Yeah, we
can the proper ones.
I just wanted to get everyone have something first, and then...
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about that is you then have the back of the sheets where you can write in what your various talents do.
Yeah.
Especially mine, because I've got some weird ones.
But I've got these traits. No idea what they are. My talents are quite obvious.
I can tell you what they do.
Yeah, anyway, should we maybe outro?
Yes, we should outro. Do you want to outro or shall I?
Well, I'll have a go, why not?
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening, everyone. This has been the first session of Dark Heresy, Cult of Tin Dice 224.
What's the session called? What's the
campaign called?
I can't say without giving it away.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
So, that will be coming later, but thank you for listening. If you like what you've heard, then give us a review. iTunes, Podchaser. You see, I do listen.
Yeah. Still not on Stitcher.
Or you can contact us on Twitter at CultDinDice.
Yep.
Or on an email at thecultofdindice.net.
At cultofdindice@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
The cultofdindice.net is the website.
Okay.
You're probably listening to this.
Yes. And then we have peoples on Twitters as well. We've got at Mordrigan, at T Gremlin, at Blooded Fox, and Weredog Allegory.
Yes, remember, no underscore. Fuck you, underscores.
I love that no underscore is like a meme.
well, we have to remember that Il Porcupino has an underscore.
Il underscore Porcupino, yeah.
But anyway.
So, that has been our session. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Bye. Bye.